December 20th. I do not know. If one can really come to that state of saying, I do not know, it indicates an extraordinary sense of humility. There is no arrogance of knowledge. There is no self-assertive answer to make an impression. When you can actually say, I do not know, which very few are capable of saying, then in that state, all fear ceases, because all sense of recognition, the search into memory, has come to an end. There is no longer inquiry into the field of the known. Then comes the extraordinary thing. If you have so far followed what I am talking about, not just verbally, but if you are actually experiencing it, you will find that when you can say, I do not know, all conditioning has stopped. And what then is the state of the mind? We are seeking something permanent. Permanent in the sense of time, something enduring, everlasting. We see that everything about us is transient, in flux, being born, withering and dying. And our search is always to establish something that will endure within the field of the known. But that which is truly sacred is beyond the measure of time. It is not to be found within the field of the known. The known operates only through thought, which is the response of memory to challenge. If I see that, and I want to find out how to end thinking, what am I to do? Surely, I must, through self-knowledge, be aware of the whole process of my thinking. I must see that every thought, however subtle, however lofty, however ignoble, stupid, has its roots in the known, in memory. If I see that very clearly, then the mind, when confronted with an immense problem, is capable of saying, I do not know, because it has no answer.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.